Ozark Mountain Daredevils. I'll take One Hit Wonders for 300, Alex. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and now you get to be a part of the show as well. As we do every Friday at this time, I'm going to clear the phone lines and open them up for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 30 days, you can get in now. I will tell you, having some knowledge about the Super Bowl, both present and past, will help you a lot. If you don't know much about what's gone on the first Sunday in February, the last few years, or what used to be the last Sunday in January before they extended the season, this might be the week you might want to pass. But if you have knowledge about those things, you can give us a shout now. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Just one little bit of trivia that I just saw moments ago. Do you know how the Seahawks got their name? They had a contest, not really a contest, but kind of like a fans can vote to name the team contest in 1975 when Seattle was going to get an NFL expansion franchise. The other possibilities, the other top vote getters were the Rain Beams, because it rains so much in Seattle, the Rain Beams, the Lumberjacks, which wouldn't be horrible,
no,
and the Aqueducts. Not aqueducts with a T, but ducks like quack, quack. The aqueducts.
I like lumberjacks.
I like Seahawks.
Is there such a thing as a Seahawk?
Yeah.
Is there?
It's an actual bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. The aqueducts. The rain beams.
Yeah.
Rain beams.
Yeah. Let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Paul, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets what is a unique opportunity in the world of broadcasting. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. You can shout out to the family, and I'll just say right now for you and all of our other contestants, if you do shout out to the family, mention the kids' names. They love hearing dad or mom say their name on the radio. So you can do that, or you can suck up to the boss. Mentioning his or her name probably wouldn't hurt you there. Or, you know, the other options include some endorsement deal that you've worked out ahead of time. You can plug them and make the big bucks. So anything you want to do, it's your 5 seconds. Go ahead.
Well, I was hoping to have an endorsement deal set up, but I don't. So I'll give a shout out to all my fellow United Industries employees. And I'd like to say that it's great to have you on the radio on Friday, and I know you're out there on Saturday and Sundays as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Paul. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. Home of the questions and categories that come spilling out once a week onto your radio. And as I mentioned, they're all going to be Super Bowl related. Category one is Super Bowls by the numbers. Category two, Super Bowl potpourri. Or category three, Denver or Seattle? Which category would you like, Paul?
Let's do Denver or Seattle.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Start you with the one-pointer. Work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on all of the questions. Come back to the ones you passed on later on if there's time. You got to get it all done before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up your points. And if you get seven or less, I will be forced to punish you. But if you get eight or more, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Belleville.
Where?
I mean, in Belleville. Good grief.
Hold on. Stop the music. Hold on.
Belleville. I have no idea why I said Belleville. They have two locations, one in Florissant and Cottleville.
When did I start doing Friday afternoons here?
That's been a year and a half, 2 years.
Like maybe? September, maybe, of 2012? So it's all, not quite 18 months yet, but we're coming up on it. How many times in that 18 months on Friday afternoons has Old Town Donuts been one of our sponsors and we've given away their product?
Maybe a good year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say at least 12 in the last 18 months.
Yeah.
And so, all of a sudden you moved one of their locations? You uprooted them from the fine town of Cottleville and moved them across to Belleville?
I have no idea why.
Nothing against Belleville. It's a fine town.
One mistake for Dan, though, in a whole year. That's pretty good.
Well, you know what? You make a good point. Okay.
I have no idea why I moved them, but they're in Cottleville and in Florissant.
Okay.
So, There you go there. And
nothing against Belleville, by the way.
No, nothing. Belleville. Nothing.
Maybe they should have an Old Town Donut show.
You know what? The people in Belleville are saying, we don't have an Old Town Donuts here. We got excited there for a moment. We thought we had one, but we don't.
Get one over here.
Where are we in Belleville going to go for the maple-flavored bacon donuts? No, you can't. You got to go to Cottoville or Florissant.
Oh, man. And we have from Warrenburg Theaters. Warrenburg. We have some movie passes that include the Jack Ryan Shadow Recruits, or you could go see the Lego movie, or the Frozen movie.
There's a Lego movie?
Yes. There's a Lego movie, 2D or 3D. It's in 3D.
Yeah, and by the way, Frozen has been re-released today in a sing-along version.
Really?
My daughter went to see the movie once and then spent the next 3 days on YouTube learning every song from Frozen. She can't wait to go see this sing-along version. Yeah.
Wow, so we have Frozen, and then we have Barbie, the Pearl Princess.
So it's basically a family weekend of movies for you.
It is a family weekend of movies. We also have The Wolf of Wall Street. We have some.
That is
some
not a family movie.
No, it's not.
I would not take anyone under 60 to see that movie.
Not.
Or over 60, for that matter. It's garbage. But those are the prizes that you can win. Or if you get all the questions right, that's 15 points. We call it a clean sweep. And that's a prize package with a value of well over
$1 million.
All right, Paul, all the preliminaries are out of the way. Your category is Denver or Seattle. You ready?
I am ready, Paul.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of the two cities is nearest the mountain where Catherine Lee Bates was inspired to write America the Beautiful in 1893?
Pass.
Which city has the highest percentage of residents with a college degree in the United States?
Seattle.
Correct. Which city's residents buy more sunglasses per capita than any other in the nation?
Denver.
No, believe it or not, it's Seattle. Oh. Which city's baseball team set the record for the biggest opening day crowd in April 1993?
Give me the date again.
April 1993.
Denver.
Yeah, the Colorado Rockies had 80,000 people. Which city's first permanent structure was a saloon?
Denver.
That's correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which city is nearest the mountain where Catherine Lee Bates was inspired to write America the Beautiful in 1893?
I gotta believe, based on the lyrics, it's Denver, but...
The mountain was Pike's Peak, which is near Denver. And you did very well, Paul. You got them all but the three-pointer. That's 12 points. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Stand by. Dan is going to meet you in Belleville to get your prizes. Hang on for a moment while we meet our next contestant. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm actually just on my way home from helping out at the Gateway Pet Guardians shelter, and if anybody is looking for a dog, check out gatewaypets.org.
There you go. All right. We have Super Bowls by the numbers, Super Bowl potpourri, or big game, big trivia.
Let's try Super Bowl by the numbers.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Greg. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the lowest number of points scored by one team in Super Bowl history? Was it 3, 6, or 7?
3.
Correct. How much did a winning player earn for Super Bowl I? $5,000, $15,000, or $150,000?
$15,000.
Correct. What state has hosted the most Super Bowls?
I'm going to guess Florida.
15 times. What is the record for most safeties scored in one Super Bowl game?
I'm going to try 0.
1. It's been done 5 times. How many times have the Rams, both St. Louis and Los Angeles, played in the Super Bowl?
I think it is 3.
The LA Rams lost to Pittsburgh in Super Bowl 14. Our Rams beat Tennessee in 2000 and lost to New England in 2002. It is 3. Congratulations, Greg.
Thank you.
By the way, that lowest number of points in a Super Bowl was Super Bowl 6. Miami lost to Dallas 24-3. So you'll see here, Greg, you got 11 points, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how to get the prizes while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I want to put a shout-out to my son's band, Unifier, and they're playing at the Venice Cafe tonight.
Okay. Unifier?
Unifier.
Okay. We have Super Bowl potpourri, big game, big trivia, or... Previously on Super Bowl Halftime.
previously on Super Bowl halftime.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Judy, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was Janet Jackson performing with when she had her wardrobe malfunction?
Justin Timberlake.
Correct. Which song did Michael Jackson not perform in the 1993 halftime show? Beat It, Billie Jean, or We Are the World?
Billie Jean.
Beat It. Which group featuring Will.i.am and Fergie did the halftime show at Super Bowl 45?
Black Eyed Peas.
Correct. Who was part of Madonna's halftime show in 2012 and then became an American Idol judge in 2013?
Pass.
Who was the last country star to headline the Super Bowl halftime show? Kelly Clarkson, Shania Twain, or Faith Hill?
Kelly Clarkson.
Shania Twain. Back to the four-pointer. Who was part of Madonna's halftime show in 2012 and then became an American Idol judge in 2013?
I don't know.
I say Nicki. You say Minaj.
Minaj.
Judy, let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the three, and that's all you got. Total of four points. Yeah, that's below the punishment threshold. And since we're doing an all Super Bowl Harris challenge today, it's only appropriate we bring in some Super Bowl punishment music. A flashback to 1985.
Was this the Bears?
Jim McMahon, the Fridge, and the rest of the Bears.
Now that one I remember.
Okay, all right, okay, guys. I want to apologize now because this happens occasionally on the show. I will get emails from people on, like, Tuesday of next week. I still have that damn Super Bowl shuffle in my head. It gets in there like an earworm and doesn't come out. It may not last till Tuesday, but you're going to have it through tonight, Judy, and I'm sorry about that.
Okay. That's okay. Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Shout out to my niece, Evelyn, who's in Children's Hospital. She's doing great, but still like to say hi to her.
Okay. She's in recovery?
Yes.
Oh, good. I hope the recovery goes very smoothly. And, Mike, you have two categories here, Super Bowl potpourri or big game, big trivia.
How about big game trivia?
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. What was the last NFC team to win the Super Bowl? Some pretty heavy breathing,
Rams,
right?
Rams.
New York Giants.
Wow.
For 1 point each, name two of the four teams that have each played in four Super Bowls but never won one.
Minnesota and Buffalo.
Correct. That's only two teams. I don't know why I said four there. What is the only team to go undefeated in its first five Super Bowl appearances?
Pittsburgh.
San Francisco 49ers. For 1 point each, name the four current NFL teams that have never played in a Super Bowl.
Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans.
Yeah, the Bengals have played. The Detroit Lions is the other one. Who coached the Cowboys to two consecutive Super Bowl wins?
Jimmy Johnson.
I'm going to ask the judge, did he get it in as the buzzer was sounding? Do we give it to him? We're going to instant replay here on you, Mike. Hold on a second.
Has the buzzer ended or has the buzzer started?
You're the judge. You have to decide.
I think the buzzer ended, but we can...
You go under the hood, guys. Figure it out.
Right. Yeah.
What do you say? Does he get the points? Does it matter if I tell you that if he gets the points, we don't have to be punished?
All right. You're a winner, Mike.
All right, Mike. There you go, Mike.
There you go, Mike. Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while we bring in our final contestant. Hello, Don.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'd like to shout out to the McClure North JV wrestling team. They'll be wrestling tomorrow at the Fort Zumwalt South tournament.
All right. Good luck to them. Your category, the only one left, is Super Bowl potpourri.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Peyton Manning's father, Archie, never played in the Super Bowl, but he was a Pro Bowl quarterback twice. For what team?
New York Giants.
New Orleans Saints. Where did the Colts play before moving to Indianapolis?
Baltimore.
Correct. Which Denver Bronco was named Super Bowl MVP first? Terrell Davis or John Elway?
Terrell Davis.
Correct. Which team once recorded a song and video called the Super Bowl Shuffle? I didn't even know that was in there.
Right. That's
our,
Chicago Bears.
It's our giveaway of the day. Super Bowl I was played at the L.A. Coliseum immediately before the game. How much were ticket scalpers charging for tickets with a face value of $8? Were they getting $8, were they getting $2, or were they getting $200?
$200. Wow.
Less than two-thirds of the seat had been sold for what wasn't even called the Super Bowl yet. It was the AFL-NFL World Championship game. So let's see how you did here. You got the two, you got the three, you got the gimme of the four. Yeah, that's 9 points, Don, and you're a winner.
Woo, thanks.
You owe me one.
I do.
Congratulations. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. You can play along for free every week on the radio or download podcasts of this from my website, Harris Online, which you can get to via KTRS.com.